There's anger across occupied Palestinian territories after the most deadly Israeli raid of the Jenin refugee camp in nearly two decades. Nine Palestinians were killed when troops surrounded buildings in the heavily populated urban area. Another person was killed in protests in a nearby village after the raid. The Israeli military says its troops were targeting armed fighters who were planning major attacks. Ahmed Maher has more from Ramallah, where Palestinians aren't hopeful of justice.
When I asked them about the Palestinian authorities' call to take what happened in Jenin yesterday to the UN Security Council, they said the international law, as they believe, has never supported the Palestinian in their struggle for freedom. And they say the international law is futile. For them, it is irrelevant because, as they say, the US veto is always there and it will shield Israel from any international censure.
Meanwhile, Israel has intercepted two rockets fired from the Gaza Strip. The military says its jets then carried out airstrikes on an underground rocket factory. No casualties have been reported. In other news, major cities across the U.S. are bracing for demonstrations as police prepare to release a video showing the beating of a young black man by officers. Five former policemen in the U.S. state of Tennessee have been charged with second-degree murder following the death of Tyree Nichols. The 29-year-old was stopped on January the 7th for reckless driving. The officers, who are also black, were fired after an internal investigation found they'd used excessive force. Protests have been held in front of Sweden's embassy in Kuala Lumpur. Members of Malaysia's Organization of Muslims demonstrated after a copy of the Quran was burnt by a far-right politician in Stockholm last week. They want the government to do more to condemn Sweden for allowing that to happen. A state of emergency has been declared in Auckland in New Zealand after heavy rains caused major flooding in parts of the city. Evacuations in several areas are continuing. Several weather warnings were issued as the rain continued to fall.